Well, joining me to discuss this is lecturer in urban planning, Dorina Poiani, and lecturer in planning, Sebastian Darshan from the University of Queensland. Welcome on the program to the both of you.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
No, it's very exciting, and particularly exciting for myself because I get to talk about a film that I quite enjoyed recently, which was Blade Runner 2049. Now, that portrays urban spaces in quite a unique way, doesn't it? I mean, how does a film such as Blade Runner 2049 depict an urban city and their potential future?
For me, it's more about it's a bit of a pessimistic view, but the sense of isolation that the main character is feeling in the movie, and it shows in the aesthetic of the movie, is very often alone and a bit lost in like huge urban spaces. And I think it shows a bit for me like the sense of isolation that some people might feel in big cities. So that's the main point I've seen in this movie, depicting postmodern urban landscape.
Indeed. And I suppose, Dorina, do you think, what extent do TV shows and films impact the way in which audiences perceive cities, such as New York in America and obviously Sydney, and the way they'll develop over time?
Well, it's interesting with TV and movies. They shape our perception, but they're also shaped by our perception. So in some sense, they reflect what we think of cities. But at the same time, they get us to think of cities a certain way. So the representations, I feel, they're quite split between movies and TV. Movies perhaps are a bit more realistic, and they show cities more as gritty sort of places where there is social realism, perhaps decay shown and social struggle. Whereas in sitcoms, which are meant more to entertain us after work, we don't want to think too hard about urban problems. So often in sitcoms, cities are represented as these very easy places to be where conflict is minimal or whatever conflict there is resolved within the episode. And another characteristic of sitcoms is that they show cities as very affordable, which is often not the case for large cities. So think about
definitely not in Sydney. Indeed. Now, I just suppose about that, what role do you think advertising plays in the commercial pressures of a film or TV program to incorporate advertising and things of that like? And do you think that distorts the representations on screen that we get?
Well, sure. I can talk about one particular kind of advertising, car adverts. They tend to show cities as these places very free of congestion, where it's just very easy to move around, whereas we know from urban theory that one of the big problems in contemporary cities are indeed cars and traffic. So that's what we talk about in urban planning quite a lot. But then you look at these advertisements where cars are just speeding down the road, and they make driving look like quite a lot of fun, which is not the case for many people. Many people perceive their commutes as stressful and lengthy, and they take out quite a lot of their day.
Yeah, I mean, advertising is not engaging with the real issue. They're kind of portraying a kind of a utopia, a city that is always working well and where people can find happiness by buying a car. So they're not engaging with the real urban problems that we notice as urban researchers.
And do you find there are any media formats that actually that cover those deeper issues concerning the future or that audience? Like, do you think that could be taken on, trying to look at what are the consequences of having ultra high density or congestion in the long term? Do you think media can try and engage that better?
Yeah, I mean, you have to do a bit of research, but you can engage with, social media like Twitter or Facebook by following specific websites that might be concerned about sustainability issues. But if you perceive and you just go to movies and look at advertising, you're not going to get a lot of information about the real issues today in cities. So you need to do a bit of research. But the social media are a tool to stay informed about the current urban problems and urban challenges, for sure.
Okay, and I wonder, is there a theoretical approach to help us understand the role that the media plays in communicating how we feel about cities of today? I mean, are there main theories that we can apply to help understand this?
Well, our own approach is through three different theoretical models or paradigms, to use a big academic word. So one way to look at the media representations is through postmodernism. Another way is to look through sustainability, the lens of sustainability, and another way is to look through the lens of urban politics. And postmodernism is all about fragmentation, alienation, and those look like negative terms, but they can also be positive. Postmodernism is also about inclusion, multiculturalism, and recognizing diversity. So that's one way we can analyze what we see in the broadcast media. And then sustainability has become a bit of an all-encompassing term, but its roots are very much in the environmental movement. So we can look at the media that way, what the media is feeding us. And then urban politics is also quite important. I mean, it's important in the West, but there are there's this whole genre that's emerged in transitional kind of countries, such as the whole Eastern Europe region or places like China that have made the transition from communist to capitalist economies. And so we see some very interesting representations of those societies in movies. In Eastern Europe, representations tend to be more positive. So cities are shown as sort of gritty kind of places, but also very hopeful in movies like Goodbye Lenin, for example. Whereas in the more recent Chinese movies, cities are shown as these orienting places for new rural migrants. And those representations are quite different to what perhaps state propaganda or what private developers want to see the world as cities as places of progress and very shiny and gritty. So yeah, it's quite interesting.
You're listening now to the Monday Daily. My guests here are Julian Darshan and Dorina Poyani from the University of Queensland. They both lecture in the areas of urban planning. Now, I suppose another thing to ask then is off the back of this is, is it good for TV shows and films to influence the way we perceive cities? I mean, they have this power, but do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, like we said in the article, I mean, the movies and sitcoms, they're there to entertain the public, but they're also sending messages about the society. And I think it's up to the viewer to take some distance and find out that the city that are being portrayed in those media are not necessarily the real thing. So again, I'm coming back to my point that I think people need to engage a bit more with research and find their own information to actually know and understand what our cities today. And this is why we actually published this article, and this is why we today on the radio. It's actually to engage more with people for them to understand what are the urban challenges. So yeah, again, they need to take a bit of distance with what is being portrayed and shown in different in movies and advertising as well.
Indeed,
it can become a bit of form of fake news, if they take certain representations too far.
Indeed, well, we'll have to end it there. Thank you very much, Dorina and Sebastian, for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.